here on Taunton's 107.8. It's Tone FM. It's 8 minutes past 10, and it's time to open up the PC workshop with Martin Howe from IT Know How. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you, as always. Let's just touch on, we won't go into it in any
Do
depth.
Do we have to?
No, because I know it gets the old blood pressure up. Windows 8.1, this so-called improvement. I'm getting the sense that best to hold fire and not update and just let things settle.
Only because I heard you mention it this morning did I even go and look for it myself.
I'm not keen.
The thing is, Windows 8 is an awkward environment anyway, and if you've got used to at least working in that environment, then you've at least got some idea of your workarounds and everything else. With the best will in the world, at this particular juncture, Windows 8.1, in Microsoft's opinion, tries to get around some of the workarounds that you've been having to use. And from what we can ascertain at the moment, because in truth, we've actually sort of taken a long stick and pushed it into a corner. It actually means you've got to find more workarounds for the workarounds that you have. the only thing that is a positive is it would appear that they have actually provided a feature, which I will tell everyone about next week,
yep,
on how to configure Windows 8 so that you can go straight into Windows 8 to the desktop and bypass the tiled interface that comes up at the start. That's the only thing. All the other aspects of the Windows 8 changes that have come through, for 9 out of 10 users of a laptop or a computer, you won't even know they're there. You won't even see them. They're cosmetic, they're background, okay, they're structural. They're not really stuff that, as I said, is going to jump out and grab you and go, look at me, I'm different.
Yeah.
So as I said, yes, okay, it returns a start button, but the start button isn't the traditional start button. It's a button. So yeah, as you can gather, I'm not terribly infused by it. I will try
about it next week.
I will try and make sure I've had a glass of Coca-Cola to give me a bit of Zoom or whatever, so that next week I sound more enthralled
about it.
But
and
I will give you a lowdown. As I say, more specifically, I'll have the notes on how to go about setting the desktop as your first screen you come to, bypassing the tiled interface, just to make life a little more familiar.
All right, we'll do that next week, and of course we'll. And then you can tell us how to get it, because as you said, it doesn't jump out at you. Say, here I am, download me.
Yeah, I was going to say, for anyone that is worried, you might end up with it by accident. Believe you me, there's no accident. You've got to go looking for it, and you've got to go searching it out. You've got to go prodding, poking.
It's a big file too. Yeah.
And it takes, I was going to say, it's not a 5 minute job. As I said, we'll talk about it next week.
We'll
deal with it then, as it were.
Emails, keeping on top of, and I'm a shocker at this. Emails come, deleting stuff. The box just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
I'm prompted to talk about this particular thing this week, having met a couple who we've been doing work for a number of years now, and they had a new computer from us, so it meant we had to move their emails from their old computer to their new computer, because they were using Outlook Express for their email, and they're now on Windows Live Mail. And only when we started moving their stuff did we realise that they had 10,000 emails in their deleted items.
Wow.
And when I commented on the fact that you do know you're supposed to get rid of these, and they went, oh, no, we like to keep them. Why? Well, just in case we need an email address, or there might be something we want to look back at. This stuff went back to 2006. I mean, it was one of those moments of, we talked the last time I was with you about managing the email. Oh, we have done. And I thought, well, if you have done, that's frightening. Anyway, so I was prompted to come up, as I say, to talk a little bit about this week, about managing your emails. I mean, the obvious thing, as you've just alluded to, is, you've got to delete it as you go. You've got to keep on top of it. But let's do with it. So you've got your email in your inbox. And a lot of people will leave emails in their inbox for reference to go back to. It'll be minutes of a meeting from ages ago. It'll be an offer from a coffee shop or something like that. It'll be details. It might be a password to get into your neighbour's house or something like that for their security alarm if it goes off when they're on holiday next. And you've kept all of this stuff in your inbox because you know where to find it. Okay, there is another way of doing it. The inbox is merely a folder. So you can actually therefore create other folders to keep information in. Makes it easier to find. It also keeps it out of the inbox and keeps that less cluttered. It keeps it uncluttered, of course. So if you, for most people, if you're using a program such as Windows Live Mail or Microsoft Outlook, all you need to do is if you right-click on the inbox, so actually take your mouse pointer over onto the inbox and right-click on it, you'll find an option menu a set of options come up with items in it, and one of the, click on that, that'll come up, it'll be highlighted in blue, and you can type in the name of the folder that you, as you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you might want to call it Family, because you might have emails from family. You might want to call it newsletters, because it might be just stuff that comes in. Registrations. Whenever I register for a new website, so if I'm registering for a supermarket chain or I'm registering to buy something online, when I get the email through confirming my registration, I stick it in a folder called registrations, as an example. If you bought something, you might want to have a folder for purchases that you've made. eBay, for all those of you that do eBay, you might want to have a folder that you can put all your eBay stuff in. As I said, it keeps it manageable, then at least you know where you're looking for your information. All you then need to do if you're, as I say, using one of these programs, is you simply then point the mouse cursor at the email, press the left mouse button down and drag it across to the relevant folder. Yep. So as I just mentioned, your registration would go in there, your newsletter, once you've read it, drag that and put it into your newsletter folder, the confirmation of the purchase from Amazon, you drag that across and put that in your purchase file. Okay, yep. So that then keeps all of those important documents in a place that is manageable and easy to find, rather than just randomly distributed through your inbox with your many thousands of emails that have accumulated over time. You're not really sure what you did with that information anyway. If you're using webmail, so if you're a Hotmail user or a Yahoo user, those doing two examples, there are plenty of others, of course. What you have on your left-hand side, a standard list of inbox, sent items, drafts, trash, junk, etc. But at the very bottom of that, there'll be another folder, and it'll just say folders, and this will be your folders. And there's either a little plus on the end of it, or there'll be something like new folder, and you just click on that. And that'll then allow you to create your own folders. At the top, then, of most of these pages, having created your new folder, at the top of most of these pages, there's a Move To button you'll be able to see there. So if you've got an email that you've got highlighted, you click on Move To, and in the list it comes up. And basically all Move To does is allows you to move it to deleted items, to trash, to junk, to spam, or to one of the folders you've just created. So you can now manage your email. So it's nice and easy, nice and straightforward, as I said. Again, exactly the same as if you were using a program. So what does that leave you? Well, that leaves you with a heap of rubbish in theory. Now, that should really go straight into deleted items. If you're using webmail, deleted items will automatically be deleted for you every 7 days. I can't remember which service it was I was looking at the other day, and I did find there was an option to change that to 30 days. But truthfully, if you've deleted it, you've deleted it, and you've deleted it because you don't want it. Incidentally, just jumping back, and I haven't actually got this in my notes, and I've just thought about it. If you've got an email address in an email that you don't want to keep the email, but you do want to keep the email address, again, simply click on the email. If it's not in your address book, it will add it. If it is in your address book, it will tell you, do you want to update the details? Mm-hmm. So one way or the other, you'll either get it or you'll know that you've already got it.
Right.
So you can then continue just to delete the email, because if you're only keeping it for the email address, that's wrong. Put it into your address book.
Sure.
When you come to, again, coming back to those of you who use Outlook Express, Windows Live Mail, etc. for keeping your email, in order to delete your empty your deleted items without physically going in and going delete, 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 if you right-click on the folder, you'll find again in the little option menu that comes up, empty deleted items. Nice and simple, straightforward, select on that and it'll empty the whole thing for you. So for those of you that are sat there, and like Steve's looking at me now thinking like, I've got thousands, how am I going to do that with ease? You can do this in bulk. Now, if you've got, again, I'll talk first about those of you with a program. At the top of the column that you look at so that it shows you the from, subject, and then received. If you go to the from column and actually go up to where the word from is and yep. click on the word from, it'll reorder everything into an alphabetical order. So everything from Alan will be at the top mm-hmm. and everything from Zebedee will be at the bottom and they will all be grouped by the sender. So they'll all be in a nice little group. Now, again, for those of you that program, how do you then select that group that's come from Alan, which is 30 emails, without actually having to go one at a time? If you take your mouse pointer and click on the first email from Alan, you then press the shift key down, which is the one below the caps lock key, move your mouse pointer to the last email and click on that one. Mm-hmm. You've now highlighted all 30 emails.
Yep.
Okay. Now you've done that. Right. Take whatever action it is. Now, Alan might be the secretary of a club you belong to, and those are minutes of meetings or agendas that you want to keep. And you've got a folder called My Club, and you want to drag them in there. Great. Do that. They might be ones you just want to delete because they could be marketing ones from a supermarket or something like that. So that's how to deal with it if you're using a program. If you're using webmail, you will find that in most webmail services, there's an option, again, right at the very top of the page that says sort by. Mm. You can go into that and you can then change the order that it is sorted by. So you can have it sorted by sender. So again, you can get a nice little grouping. For some of the services, I know it works with Yahoo, that again, you can do this idea of click on the first one, press and hold the shift key, click on the last one, it'll select in between. Or, of course, there's the little tick boxes down the side. Mm. So you can just go down and click the tick boxes. Incidentally, sorry, just going back to those of you with a program, I should have mentioned, if you go to the received column, once you've done your little exercise, but now, of course, you've got them all in alphabetical order by the sender, go to the top of the received column and click on that, and that will put them back in date order. And if you're, again, doing the same exercise on your webmail, just go back to sort by and change that back to date. Okay, and then you'll have them back in the correct order as far as it goes. So again, if you've got this, this is a way of just managing the email, keeping on top of it, stopping having masses and masses of rubbish. It is an ongoing thing. Don't keep it because you think you might want it, you think you might need it. And if you do think you might need it, make a folder for it and call it maybe or something like that you can go into occasionally and go, why did I keep that? I'll delete that. Bear in mind, a lot of these things are time sensitive. So if you've had an email from Bristol Hippodrome to tell you about the shows going on there that's now a month old, you've missed the boat. Forget it, delete it. There's no point in keeping it as far as
it
goes.
And of course, these things are taking up valuable space, storage space.
Yeah, they are. And if you're using webmail, your webmail is limited. Now, you do have quite a lot of space, but the reason you've got a lot of space is the email service providers foresee emails getting bigger in terms of content, in terms of people sending more photos, more video clips, people sending more jokes and so on and so forth. And email being the principal mechanism of communication. I've already met a lot of people who have told me they're not sending Christmas cards this year. They'll be sending emails. I'm not entirely sure how you're going to clip that out, sort of like on the little the little string around the room or whatever. But they're not going to be, because of course Christmas cards and sending Christmas cards has just got expensive. So this is what they're doing now. They're not, in fairness and in their defence, nobody's actually told me they're doing it to save money. Every single individual I've spoken to has said they're going to be donating to charity instead because it's a better use of the money than simply furnishing the pockets of all these couriers and so on and so forth. So that's their view. So as I said, if you've got so all these people using email, that's why you've got a big email inbox. If you're using a program, rather ironically, the file sizes that store the emails for different services, Outlook Express, the newer ones cope a lot better, but the older ones like Outlook Express and early versions of Outlook actually break when they get full, and they will literally stop working. We had an instance recently where a gentleman was bemoaning the fact that he'd sent this email, it was still in his outbox, and he was using Outlook Express, and it was still in his outbox. No matter how many times he sent it, it was still in his outbox. Then somebody rang him and said, can you stop sending it? We've had it 40 times already.
Oh, I see.
And the problem was that because he was using it for business and because he was sending out quotations and the size of the quotations, he'd ultimately filled to capacity the sent items folder as big as it would go. So basically, mm-hmm. the email that was in his outbox just simply physically couldn't fit into his sent items. And so as it wouldn't move into his sent items, it wasn't that it hadn't gone, just couldn't move.
Yes.
So because he couldn't move and he thought it was still there, he kept sending it. So,
right,
as I say, these
right.
poor people. So, as I say, so it is really worth managing it. I will only mention spam again. I've mentioned this several times and when we've talked about emails to watch out for. If you've got an option for spam in order to mark an email as spam, please do it. It's the only way the industry, at whatever level, whatever company, whatever organization, it's the only way they will find out what emails are deemed to be spam. And if enough people stick it in their spam folder, they will find it, they will pick up on it, and it will reduce the amount of spam that comes through to you in the long term. So don't be afraid. Don't think it's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. It may appear to be because there's so much of it out there and it is increasing. And before Christmas, we will be having another chat about emails to watch out for, because it's that sort of time of year when people will be getting stuff and rubbish, and we will need to make you all aware once again. So
okay.
There we go. Manage your email. Keep on top of it. Get rid of it.
Martin, thank you. See you in a couple of see you next week.
See you next week for Windows 8.
Okay, Windows 8. Martin Howe from IT Know How. It's 10:25.